And Jim, you're welcome to start playing.
Friends, welcome to this time of worship at Tabernacle United Church, where though we are physically scattered from one another, we are spiritually gathered in this space and in this holy time to worship God and to remember that we belong to God and to one another. My name is Pastor Katie Akins. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm really thankful to be here in this space with you and to be able to gather in this time and worship. If you are visiting with us for the first time, we're glad you're here and thankful that you've chosen to be in this place with us. And if you are visiting for the first time, we would welcome you to leave your name or put your name in the chat box so we can know you're here. Or you can also email me directly at tabunitedpastor@gmail.com and let me know that you're here and that you're visiting with us. We would love to hear from you. I want to share a couple things. Well, first, I want to share a couple things, just housekeeping about the service today. Today, we are celebrating All Saints. This is All Saints Sunday, and that is a time where we engage in the act of remembering those who have come before us, and particularly people we have lost this past year. And so there will be a time later in the service today where we will remember those names and lift up those names. And so if you have some particular names of folks you want to lift up, you can be thinking about them, holding them in your heart, and have an opportunity to share them later in the service. We are also going to be celebrating communion today. And so if you have some elements or what we do is in this time of worshiping online, we invite you to bring your own elements to the table. So it can be bread or juice or wine or water. It can also be crackers or anything that you have available to you that you can set aside for the sacrament. Everyone is welcome and welcome at God's table. So that means that you can use anything that you want to symbolize the body and blood of Christ. So you can have those ready, or there'll be a moment also to prepare those elements before we engage in communion later on. I also want to give, I'm really happy to welcome Joy Ike, who is our guest musician this morning and is with us now. We're really thankful that Joy is here to share her music with us. Just a little bit about her, I'd like to share. She was born to Nigerian immigrants. The singer-songwriter's music, voice, and writing has been drawn from comparisons to female musicians such as Nina Simone, Laura Nyro, and Regina Spektor. Her percussive piano playing and soaring vocals give homage to her African upbringing. Leaving her career as a publicist in 2008, Joy has spent the last 12 years playing thousands of shows across the country. And her latest album, Bigger Than Your Box, is a record that is joyously defiant, standing proud and wrapped in blasts of exotic color. This is the third time that Joy has shared music with us, and we're so grateful that Zoom has not shut down this time, which is what happened last time when Joy was gonna be with us. But thankfully, we are up and running, and we're so glad you're here. Welcome, Joy, and thank you for your gift and for sharing with us. I also just want to mention, as we're in this time and in this service, that I want to recognize that this has been a really difficult and sad week for us, and especially as we are remembering and grieving the loss of Walter Wallace Jr., who was another Black man who was gunned down by police this week. And it's another painful and tragic reminder to us that the laws in this country are steeped in white supremacy and are not designed to protect Black and brown lives. And I know that we have a lot of emotions and feelings and are struggling this week. And I want to acknowledge that as we engage in this service. Worship, as you know, is not a time to retreat from the world, but it is a time that we gather to reorient ourselves in the world, to remember who we are and that we follow the God of life and liberation and Jesus, who taught us a new way and a new way to love and live. And so we are in this time of grieving and of reorientation. And so I invite us to engage in that and to be thoughtful as we enter into this time of worshiping. So let us now come together and worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship. We are bounded by time.
We worship a God that transcends.
We come weary, tired, and sad.
We worship a God that knows.
We are seeking a path.
We worship a God of the way.
Open us in this time
to what you are calling us to be. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And I invite us to sing this morning. This song comes out of the civil rights movement. And in singing this song, we're joining in the call of Black prophetic voices from that time and from today, who tell us to keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, let's sing together.
The only thing that we did wrong was stay in the wilderness too long. Keep your eyes on. This next song by Pastor Katie is one that I thought of this week as we remember the saints, as we think of our ancestors. This song says, "Fly on the wings of your ancestors' songs. You belong. You belong." We are part of that great tradition, and let's honor our ancestors today.
Mm-hmm. Come to my river, bathe in waters of grace. Don't hold on to your shame or your past mistakes. Healing water, moving freedom, washing my grace.
We come to this holy time from a world of boxes. Boxes within boxes on rectangles. We live within lines of exclusion and oppression. But you are the God of forms that have no boundaries, of breath, wind, rain, fire, and flame. Trees, ancestors, and love. Form us to be your people beyond the boxes and outside of the lines, surrounded and emboldened by your boundless love that stretches back to the first breath, the first fire, the first step along the path toward your perfect justice. Stir us with the vision of a life of joy in discipleship. Strengthen us with the bounds of your holy communion. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of confession. One sin of many is forgetting. We forget that we are connected to ancestors we can be proud of. We think we are in this alone. We trust in our own gifts more than we seek the gifts of others. We forget the songs the saints have sung before. We are desperate to do it for ourselves. We forget the joy we have been promised. We only dwell in the shame of the world as it is. You call us to stop and turn back to look behind us. You call us to the table to reconnect. Each day, we have the opportunity to remember. We want to see the path. We want to feel surrounded and supported on the way. Help us be your people. Help us. By the Holy Spirit, we are connected to the saints who shut the mouths of lions, who administer justice, who have seen resurrection. We are part of this family of God by the grace of God. We are invited to be in the race and run with perseverance, but we don't run alone. Hallelujah, we don't run this race alone. The cloud of witnesses surrounds us as we push on. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I invite you to join in a song of praise, singing together.
Sing your praises. You're calling us from death to life, and out of the depths you raise us. Jesus, you came from heaven to earth.
Jesus comes to us, breaks through our fear, the fear in our hearts, and offers us peace. And so we receive that peace from Jesus who comes to us, and we share that peace with those we know and those around us. So let's take a moment. If you go to gallery view, you can see one another, and let's take a moment to pass the peace of Christ with each other. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
Peace to you all. Good morning.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you all.
Peace, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Katie.
Hi, Katie Day. Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Auntie Lara.
Oh,
Katie.
Hi,
Auntie Lara.
She said hi, Lisa. Hi.
It's you, Verona.
Hi, Anna.
Welcome.
Hi, Heather. Hi, Oski.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi.
Lynn, good to see you. Lynn.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Emmett.
Hi, Lynn.
Good to see you.
Lynn and Lynn.
Jim.
Hi, Jim. Hi,
Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Oh,
hi, Heather and Oski.
Well, Santa Claus, Todd.
Yeah, Todd, your beard is growing.
Mr. Todd.
Oh, yeah, there's Todd. Hey, Chris. Hi. See ya.
Oh, there's Todd. His beard is really growing.
Oh, my goodness.
He wants to say peace also.
Hi,
Auntie Laura.
Hi, Ghost. Patrick, good to see you.
Hi, Priscilla.
Hi. Nice costume, Levi.
Oh, my gosh, that's fabulous.
Hi.
Hey. 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 Hey.
Hi, Jane and Amy.
Good job.
Hi.
Yes.
Don't eat too much candy.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hey, Geneva.
Hello. Hi, Geneva.
Joanna.
Hi,
hello, Pastor Katie.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Donald.
Patrick, nice to see you.
Hello.
Yes.
Patrick.
Mm-hmm. And Emmett is here too.
Emmett. Pastor Katie.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Levi.
Hi, Jean and Amy. Hi.
Today's reading comes from chapters 11 and 12 of Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, the sex worker, did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their death by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered, mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is the time in our service where we invite children and the young at heart to come closer and pay close attention to the children's time. Let's sing together.
Come and see, come and see. I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh come and see.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to talk about being scared today. I'm going to talk about being afraid. You know, Halloween is a time when we think it's fun to be scared. It's dark and people wear masks, you know, real masks, not the kind that we wear all the time. People say boo and it's fun. But sometimes it's not so fun to be scared. Sometimes you might think you're the only person who's scared about something. You might think that nobody else is scared of the dark or scared of sirens. Nobody else is scared of thunder or getting a shot at the doctors. But you know what? Everyone is scared of things, even very, very big people and people who seem very strong. Some very big, strong football players say they are afraid of bees and spiders and clowns. I'm going to show you some pictures of two things that I'm really afraid of. Big, dangerous fires and big, angry dogs. I'm really afraid of those. But you know, there's another thing, way to think about being afraid. And Pax has a song that they're going to sing for us. We've sung it before. It's called Don't Be Afraid. So let's listen for a minute.
Don't be afraid. My love is stronger. My love is stronger than your fear. Don't be afraid. My love is stronger, and I have promised, promised to be always near.
Thank you. I love that song. So that song says that love can help us, excuse me, when we feel afraid. People who love us can say, look, I know you're afraid of fire, but here's a picture of a fire that is safe and keeps you warm. People who love us can say, I know you're afraid of dogs, but here's a dog who is safe and friendly. Sometimes when we're afraid, it helps us to think about the people and things who keep us warm and safe, our families and our friends, and even dogs who protect us and play with us. So I'm going to end with a prayer just saying, dear God, thank you for the things that keep us safe. Thank you for the things that keep us warm. And thank you for the people who tell us it's okay to be afraid. Amen.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child.
This morning, we are so blessed to have Joy Ike with us, sharing music. Joy is someone who I've looked up to for a long time. Joy, thanks so much for being here.
I'm so happy to be here with you all. Yeah, it's like I didn't even know what was going to be shared for children's time, but I wanted to share this song, and I feel like they pair so well together. This song is called Hold On. And I wrote this several years ago for some friends and a family member who were going through some really difficult times. I wanted more than anything for them to remember that they are not their fear. The things that they're most afraid of, they were all going through difficult health struggles and still are going through those health struggles. And it was so easy to succumb to the fear of what might happen, what could happen, not being able to sustain yourself and all the things that come with that. But I think at the end of the day, I've been really meditating on this, the verse, Jesus, hope of glory, this truth that Christ is our hope, and even if we have this like mustard seed of hope that's just this small, you know. We can plant that seed and we can allow it to grow, you know, and it might take time, but like the word says, God takes us from glory to glory. So I have this visual in my head of this plant growing, and it's growing from glory to glory. So this really is about the abundance of God's love and Christ, the hope of glory. Like a candle burning in the dark, like the good skin underneath the scar, it's not what you want, but your hope is coming. Like an oak tree underneath the ground, a small seed waiting to come out, it's not what you want, but your hope is coming. Life takes all you got, but your hope is coming. Come on, girl, hold on. You will find your song. Come on, man, stay here. You are not your fear. Someone pulls them down. You sing for help, but they kick you to the ground. It's not what you want, but your hope is coming. Life takes all you got, but your hope is coming. Oh, it's not what you want, but your hope is coming.
Fire burning up the lies, bigger than your box, breaking up the locks, unassuming fire burning up the lies, bigger than your box, breaking up the locks, unassuming fire burning, burning up. This is not what we asked for. We didn't need any of this. We never saw this coming. Oh, it's not what we asked for. Oh, it's not what you wanted.
Hold on.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Joy. That was spectacular, really beautiful. I Thank you. Our sermon series is continuing this morning with just we're continuing in our series, and our theme through our sermon series has been discipleship, and we are talking about learning Jesus, not just learning about Jesus, but learning Jesus, paying attention to his way of faithfulness and of radical trust and obedience to God, and thinking about what it is and what it means for us to be following and learning Jesus. So we're in this sermon series, and last week we talked a little bit about the practice of prayer and the call for us to be relentless in our praying. And we talked about how Jesus taught us to pray and gave us words for the Lord's Prayer, and how that prayer is a kind of radical prayer, really about praying a new world into being. And we talked about the connection between prayer and protest, and this concept too that Obrey Hendricks brings up, that the Lord's Prayer is about treating the needs of God's people as holy. And so needs like daily bread, needs like being released from economic debt, those are holy needs, those are real needs, and we are to pray relentlessly for those things, those, that new world to come into being. And so today we're going to move on to another practice, which is really actually quite simple if you think about it, and it's the practice of remembrance, the practice of remembrance. In a way, you could say that that our worship is all about remembrance. It's all about the practice of remembering. Because every week we come together to remember old stories. We read ancient texts, we study them, we recall our ancestors in the faith, and we try to make sense of their struggle and how God was working then in order to make sense of our struggle and how God is working now. So in a way, all of our worship is kind of surrounded by this practice of remembering. I'm just going to shift here really quick to gallery view so I can see all of you. Okay, there we go. It's really weird to just stare at yourself. That's super distracting. So I needed to shift there. The portion that, so in shifting to this practice of remembrance, the portion of scripture that we heard Joanna read this morning is from Hebrews, and Hebrews, this all of chapter 11 and into chapter 12 is really a long litany of remembrance. It starts, if you read the whole passage in starting from chapter 11, it starts with Cain and Abel and recounts by name all the situations and people in the history of our faith. And recounts the obstacles, the insurmountable obstacles they encountered. It's this long litany of remembrance. And it's helpful, actually, as we think about Hebrews, it's helpful, I think, to think about Hebrews as a sermon, not so much a letter or a book written, but actually a sermon, because it moves in that way. And we're actually cheating because we've come late to church. We're only sneaking in on the very end of the sermon that this powerful preacher is given. Some of you know about coming late to church. I know I never get to be late, but you can be late. but here we're all in effect late to church, and we're sneaking in on this, the end of this sermon that this preacher is giving in Hebrews. But thank goodness we haven't missed the best part, because this is the culmination of the sermon where we come in chapter 11 and 12. And so the preacher recounts and remembers these names and the situations that people, our ancestors in the faith have gone through and have persevered. And then the preacher goes on, and at the end, if you heard this, just Joanna read it so, paused so nicely at this point, where at the end of that list, there's this remarkable sentence that's also a little bit sobering. And the preacher says this, that all of these people did not receive what was promised by God. They did not receive what was promised by God. And then the preacher shifts to the congregation and says, all of you here who are listening, the people in the past are now relying on you to continue toward the completion of God's promises. So without you, God's promises can't be completed. And there's this beautiful connection between those who came before who did not receive the promises and now us who are to continue to run the race that is set before us now to complete these promises of God. And then, of course, even we will not be the final ones. We will then have to give the baton to the next generation. But now the preacher says, you are holding the baton. You are now in the race running. And the ancestors in the faith have now taken a seat in the bleachers, so to speak, and are cheering you on in this race toward the completion of God's promises. It's in a very real sense that the dead are not dead. And certainly we believe that the dead are not dead to God, but in also a kind of mysterious and mystical way, the dead are not dead to us either. That they are here, that we are not alone, that they are here cheering us on to persevere. So when we remember our ancestors or we recount their names and the situations, we are remembering at the same time that we are not alone, that our struggle is not alone. We are in a very real way, not alone. To remember that decisively, God's movement with and through the people and situations before us in the past, it does something to us. To use the metaphor of Psalm 1, it's like being a tree that intentionally plants itself by a living stream, finding ourselves nourished and dependent on the faith and witness of those who came before us. And if we can root ourselves by that living stream of God's movement, we will be fruitful. We will survive and keep going because of those who have gone before us. And without those nourishing waters, we would not be able to survive. And in fact, we cannot bear fruit without the nourishment, without the life-giving witness of those who came before us. Now, I know this has been another painful week for us. Another killing of a Black man by police caught on camera, close to the area where our church stands in West Philadelphia. And that community has endured decades of trauma from police brutality. Walter Wallace Jr. was 27 years old. He was a dad. He was somebody's child. He was a sibling, a musician, a rapper. He was a living, breathing, beautiful, beloved human. And his breath was snatched away. And now a family and a community is raging and grieving. Walter Wallace Jr. has now joined the cloud of witnesses. But you know as well as I do that it's not okay that he's joined them so soon. He shouldn't be there yet. And neither should George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Dominique Remy Fells. They shouldn't be there yet. It's not okay that they are dead today. It's not okay that we are now nearing 230,000 deaths in the US from COVID. And Black Americans and indigenous Americans are dying at twice or more the rate of white people. It's not okay. It's not okay. And I acknowledge even in this space that even remembrance can only do so much. It will not bring them back to us in a way that we know if the world were just, they should be here still. Somehow we have to trust and lean into to faith in God, that God will grant justice in a time and in a way that you and I don't know and can't control. But as we wait and as we work for that promise and for that justice, we continue to use the practice of remembrance, because part of what remembrance does to us as a spiritual discipline and as a community is it helps us move close to the grief and the pain. Remembrance helps us grieve. Jesus said, "Blessed are you who mourn. Blessed are those who mourn." And I think that blessedness is connected to resistance that happens when we mourn and when we remember, because Jesus knew that those who mourn are resisting forgetfulness. Those who mourn are not interested in covering up or denying the pain. When we mourn, we refuse to cover up the pain of what white supremacy does to harm real bodies, real lives. When we remember, we refuse to say it's okay, or I'm okay, or we're okay. Remembrance is what pushed John Lewis into his own calling. We're remembering him today as he died in July of this year. He said in his public letter just days before his death that Emmett Till was his George Floyd. Emmett Till was my George Floyd. He was my Rayshard Brooks, Sandra Bland, and Breonna Taylor. That's what John Lewis said. To know about Emmett Till as a young teenager for John Lewis was to come very close to the pain of the brutality of white supremacy and what it does to real bodies like his. John Lewis in his letter demonstrates how that remembrance and grief propelled him in his journey into the civil rights struggle and to which he then dedicated his life. His final words to those involved in the Black Lives Matter movement were to encourage us to persevere and to continue to practice remembrance. And in a way, it seems like these final words from John Lewis are a bit like those words in Hebrews. And I'm going to share just his words with us. John Lewis says, "Ordinary people with extraordinary vision can redeem the soul of America by getting in what I call good trouble, necessary trouble. You must also study and learn the lessons of history, because humanity has been involved in this soul-wrenching existential struggle for a very long time. People on every continent have stood in your shoes through decades and centuries before you. Though I may not be here with you, I urge you to answer the highest calling of your heart and stand up for what you truly believe. In my life, I have done all I can to demonstrate that the way of peace, the way of love and nonviolence is the more excellent way. Now it is your turn to let freedom ring. It is your turn to let freedom ring." So to remember the past, to remember the names of those before us, it is to step into grief and mourning, and it is only in stepping in there that we can move through by the power of the Holy Spirit into decisive action to run the race that is set before us. And though we cannot bring back people in a way I wish we could, there is a promise by which we place our hope. And that is the promise that we are not alone. We are not alone. And we have, in a very real way, the power of our ancestors, of blood or of spirit, in our lives. And we have the living Christ, who was raised from death and all its destructive powers, who is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, and is with us now, urging us to remain faithful and to persevere. We've often heard, and I've often heard it in this season, that our work is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And I think it's so true. I believe that no matter which way it goes this week in terms of the election, and we have no idea, I mean, we may not know anything for weeks, but I think no matter which way it goes, our work is still going to be just as urgent and important in our engagement in the struggle for justice, because we have to remember that real change has to come at, like it always has come, from the bottom, from ordinary people, sinners and saints, of which you and I are a part. As Dr. King said, freedom is never given voluntarily by the oppressor. It has to be demanded by the oppressed. And I think that river of God's movement is full of the witness of witnesses and prophets who were oppressed and who have been pounding on the door, seeking justice, knocking, asking, demanding freedom for generations. And that is the river of God's movement. And we can plant ourselves by that river and seek nourishment by that river. So I want to encourage all of us this week, every day, to step into that river of our ancestors and prophets of blood or of spirit. Let's remember them by name. Let's tell their stories. That mighty cloud of witnesses surrounds us now. So let us lay aside the sin of apathy and forgetfulness and all the other forms of death that cling to us so closely. And let us put those down by the river. And let's get into that river. Let us run with perseverance the race that is now set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Amen. Amen.
Please sing along if you know it.
Amen. We are going to engage now in a ritual of remembrance where we remember and honor those who have died and who have come before us, and also commit ourselves to persevering even as we remember. So I'd like to just tell us how this will work. Normally we're together in one space, and so this is a little bit different this year. If you want to light a candle in your own home or create a moment of sacred space, if you haven't already, you can do that. And we are going to start by just reading, hearing different people read through these names, and there will be a brief moment of silence, and then we'll hear some chimes after each grouping of names. And then at the end, when we there will be an opportunity for you to lift up a name or two or several if you have them in the chat box, which we will also read out loud. So if you want to think of a name, or you can even start writing them now, but in just a few moments, you will have a chance to do that as well. And we will read those out loud. We also want to give the opportunity, if folks feel like they would like to say the name out loud themselves, we want to give that opportunity. So if you'd rather not hear someone else read the name, but if you would like to share the name, we invite you to right now just raise your hand in the chat, in the Zoom function. So the way you do that is at the bottom of your screen in the participants, where there's people there in the, you can go to that participant section and click on that. And there should be a raise hand function. And I see already that Gwyneth and Fletcher have done that. So you can do that. And then after we have read through all the names, Shell will spotlight you and you can read that your name out loud. So that will come at the very end. So let us now take a moment to remember those that we have lost this year or another year. And let us hear those names.
We remember Blacked loved ones killed by police. Each name is a person. And that person is lost to a family and to a community. Each name is known to God. Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Rayshard Brooks, Daniel Prude, Breonna Taylor, Tony McDade, Walter Wallace Jr.
We remember loved ones who died from COVID-19. Each name is a person, and that person is lost to a family and to a community. Each name is known to God.
We remember transgender and gender non-conforming loved ones who were murdered. Each name is a person lost to a family and to a community. Each name is known to God. Dominique Remy Fells, Mia Green, Niza Morris, Rhea Milton, Summer Taylor, Sangeeta, Angel Unique.
We remember Monica Roberts, Black transgender rights advocate, Representative John Lewis, civil rights leader, C.T. Vivian, civil rights leader and minister, Murphy Davis, longtime mentor and dear friend.
We remember Samin Redding, a former student and victim of gun violence in Philadelphia. We remembered Reverend Dr. Eugene Worley, the Grimke sisters, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Isaiah Paul Erb White, who taught us how to be brave under difficult circumstances. Donna Mills, who died this Tuesday, she was 89. She had been neighbors of Carolyn and Ron Page in Lansing, Michigan for about 16 years.
We remember other loved ones who have died this year and before this year. Ed Conboy died March 20 of this year. Ed was a photographer and head of services at Broad Street Ministry. Richard Schatz, Luke Gates, Jerry Ellis, Jamie Redford, amazing filmmaker. Jim Atwood died in June of COVID. He was a tireless advocate for gun violence prevention. Doggy Anthony Dieroff, great grandma Dorothy Peters. Inga Pullman, age 97. Teruyuki Ozaki, sensei, died from COVID. Albert Agazarian, sorry if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, Arda. Albert Agazarian, my father, he passed away January 30th of this year. He believed that the power of culture ultimately transcends the culture of power. Jenny Sawyer, co-worker. I remember Hap Dragoo, Bob Vaughn, Phil Poffenbarger, Leroy Jordan, Joe Bradley, Carla Hocker, beloved friend and family. Leon Walden.
Karen Huff, Doris Bauer, my mother and grandmother. My grandmother passed away in 1977 on this day, and my mother had always played bells with her at the chapel. She passed away in 96, and All Saints Day was very important to them. So all my family, but remembering especially them today.
Mary Davis and Robert Patterson, my family. Bob Case. Dr. Marna Barrett, psychologist. Are there any other names of people that folks would like to share out loud? Just want to give a space for that. Thank you to those of you who lifted up these names as we remember and grieve and honor. And we will continue to persevere. So let us hear a little bit of music as we continue to remember these names and lift up in prayer all of these names that were mentioned.
Pastor Katie reminds us this morning that we are called to pray relentlessly for justice. We remember, we worship, and together we are called to complete God's promises. One small way to do this together is to share our material and spiritual gifts. Please give as you are able. Either electronically, you can text any amount to 84321. You can visit tabunited.org/contribute to make an online donation, or you can mail a check to the church. Let us give as we are able.
This song is called Wearing Love. It's a new song, Wearing Love. I always like to reiterate or emphasize that because it can sound like we are in love. But this song was informed by a few different things. A really tough family vacation last fall or last end of summer. And just coming home and feeling very heavy-hearted, just about all the tension and head-butting and tumultuousness and just like the heaviness of trauma and how it plays out in someone's life and then how it plays out in their interpersonal relationships and then how going out into the world outside of the house, how it plays out in everyday living and life. And I tabled the song and put it away for a while, then brought it out again in January and finished it. And then as this year has kind of played out, you know, that theme of trauma has been reoccurring over and over again throughout the whole year. And so the song is informed by, you know, that family dynamic. And then also, this is going to sound silly, but my love for superhero movies. and I think, you know, I think, okay, what would it look like? Or, you know, my perfect ideal scenario is that my superpower would be to have this, imaginary wall of love, that protects me from offense, but is just as much a weapon as it is a shield. And so that when I go out into the world and when I communicate with people, the atmosphere is not changing me, but I'm changing the atmosphere with love. And so that's what the song's about. It's really just kind of about our culture wars right now. What does it look like to have righteous anger and fight for justice and not to confuse righteousness with self-righteousness. Because I think that's something that can be really easy to do in 2020. And so my prayer is that we are in kingdom alignment with God's will for us and in how we go out and treat other people. And so this I ask this question over and over again. How many, how can I, why is it me all the time? And when I came back from this vacation, I was like, man, how many times do I have to keep forgiving? How can I keep forgiving? And why does it feel like I'm always forgiving? Why does it feel like that? And so this is just that inner dialogue, I think. Can't take any more. In my head, it plays like a broken record. How many, how can I? Why is it me all the time? How many, how can I? Why is it me all the time? Fix anything. All that works is the love that you bring. Oh, you say I can't take anymore. In my head it plays like a broken record. And you say, how many, how can I, why is it me all the time? How many, how can I, why is it me over time? Slow your breathing, no more scheming, quicker peening, just love.
God, all creatures here below. Praise God.
dear God, may we join our abundance together, and may we run this race with one another, with perseverance, with our eye toward justice at the finish line, and with our ancestors at our backs. And may we know that we are not our fear. Amen.
Amen. I want to give just another opportunity. I know our service is a little longer this morning, so I want to maybe move a little bit more quickly through this time of sharing, but I do want to give an opportunity for folks to share if there are other prayers or joys, anything you would like to lift up that we can be praying for and that you would like to share for us and before God to be praying for. So if you are new to our service or this is your first time, this what we like to do is gather the prayers through the chat box. So please feel free to write in a prayer and we will read that out loud. And then continue to be praying for you in this time. So please feel free in this moment to share a prayer that's on your heart through the chat box. And we'll just give a few moments of silence for these prayers to come in. From Chris Purdom, and I'm sure, and I know all of us are joining you in this, Chris, for our country this week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Gregory Akins, giving thanks for a new role with a new organization. Thankful. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Vic Comfer, for wisdom, peace, guidance for us all during the election upheavals. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Gwyneth and Fletcher, for a peaceful election week and may justice prevail. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And I think again, from Gregory Akins, giving thanks for a new role with a new organization and thankful for God's leading. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Lucinda, for safety at the polls around the country. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Yes. I also want to just give a prayer of thanksgiving for the amazing music in the service today. So grateful for Joy, for your witness and words and music with us. What a gift. Feel very lifted and held by your music and also Pax's music this morning. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Verona Stern, people of God, pray especially for those who put brown and black people in boxes and would rather shoot them with bullets of fear instead of love and understanding. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Emmett, prayers for a changed system in which folks with disabilities or mental health crises are not met with police, but with supportive helpers, psychologists, social workers. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So as we lift up these prayers, and thank you all for sharing, let's sing As I Went Down to the River to Pray, and let us pray and lift up all of these prayers that have been shared as well as the ones that are still on our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
river to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear the starry crown. Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, children, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, children, let's go down, down to the river to
Let us now come to the table of God. So if you are in your home, which hopefully you are, if you're in your home or someone else's home, you can gather around those who you are with if you'd like, or if you're alone, that's okay. You can gather at the table where God is present and invites each of us to join just as we are. We are all welcome at the table of God. The risen Christ is the host, and he bids us come and celebrate the feast and to know the power of Christ's presence with us. So as we come to the table, if we want to bring our elements, if you haven't prepared them already, you can do that now. And let's sing as we prepare ourselves.
We're gonna eat at the welcome table.
You now rest your hands lightly on the elements in front of you and pray with me this prayer of blessing. We give thanks, Holy God, for you have invited us to gather at this table to taste the feast, the same abundant promises offered to our ancestors in the faith. Time and again, you've offered your grace even as we have stepped away. You continue to call us to be your people. You have never left us. We praise you for second, third, and fourth chances. You are always faithful. We give thanks for this time of celebration, for the one this meal remembers, for the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we give thanks for your holy creation, for the ways that earth, land, water, trees, birds teach us about what it means to love and walk in your way. And we thank you for all the human witnesses who have gone before us, who have shown us what it looks like to be your holy people. We can step into that stream of those witnesses and be shaped by them. God of all, as we eat and drink, make us one with the saints and with our siblings in faith around the world. Transform us into the likeness of Christ. Amen. Loving God, we remember that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks for it and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body. It is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup, poured it out and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink this, remember me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So let us now receive the body of Christ, the bread of life. Let us eat together. And let us now receive the blood of Christ, the cup of life, the cup of mercy. Let us drink together. As we share in singing and eating, let us sing together. Let us pray. O God of history, you share our joys and our crushing sorrows. You hear the cries of the afflicted, you fill the hungry, and you set free the oppressed. We pray for an end to all injustice. Inspire us with the all-embracing love of God. Challenge us with the sacrificial giving of Jesus. Empower us with the transforming love of the Spirit, that we and all God's people may live and be free. And will you join me now in praying the prayer that Jesus taught us? Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand.
Friends, just one quick announcement before we depart. And that is that we have a vigil that is happening today, a prayer vigil at 5 p.m. at Tabernacle. We will be in person for those of you who would like to join us there. We are going to be praying with the Thompsons and for the Thompsons, and also engaging in acts of remembrance and drawing on the strength of our ancestors in faith. to be with us in this time. And so if you can be with us, that would be wonderful. There will be, we'll be wearing masks and social distancing. We will be outside. So that is at 5 p.m. today at Tabernacle. You can also follow along or join in on through Facebook if you'd like to be with us there. And that's on New Sanctuary Movement of Philadelphia. Their Facebook page will be live streaming this event and this prayer gathering. So please be with us if you can, either on Facebook or in person, to continue in our work and in prayer. But as you go, I want to leave you with these words of blessing. God is faithful. God has been with us in the past. God is continuing with us in the present. Great is thy faithfulness. Let us remember God's faithfulness throughout the generations. Let us lean on that power and that memory and to give us strength this week. So go in peace and go in faith. Amen.